Sutra, putting the community back in radio.
Are you working but still finding it difficult to manage your monthly bills, particularly with increased heating costs at this time of year? If so, you may be eligible for food stamp benefits. Currently, the food stamp program helps to put food on the table for over 2 million New Yorkers each month, including working families. Food stamps can help your family buy the nutritious foods needed to stay strong and healthy, as well as stretch your monthly budget. For more information about the food stamp program, or for a free and confidential pre-screening to find out if you may be eligible, please contact the Nutrition Outreach and Education Program at 518-943-1462.
WGXC founding underwriting support is provided by High and Mighty Therapeutic Horseback Riding and Carriage Driving, Ghent, New York. Serving children and adults with special needs. For more information, applications, or to volunteer, call 518-672-4202 or online at high-n-mighty.com.
Lonesome Cowboy Mystery Hour. We're really here for an hour this morning from 10 to 11. Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
Hit it, Gupka.
From Jesse James.
You come dancing in here with the devil's daughter, spilling beer and doing things you hadn't ordered. You found her walking the streets, carrying a sack of quarters. Now she's stealing rings off the hands of your dying mother. And if that witch don't leave, I believe I'm gonna have to help her. Don't you know that blood, blood is thicker than water, blood is thicker than water in a mother's heart. Are so many sons and daughters when the water breaks, they wash out into the world. They're the tie that binds between the mothers and the fathers. I know that blood, blood is thicker than water, blood is thicker than water.
I can't get no lower. I've seen you puking out your guts and running with sluts when you was married to my mother. Now the powers that be are leading you and me like two lambs to the slaughter. I need a friend, I'm your son, and you're always gonna be my father. Don't you know that blood, blood is thicker than water, blood is thicker than water. When the thief arrives, we won't even know what hit us. And the blood of Christ will be spilled throughout the world. And the born again, all the children of the Father, will be drawn as one to the living well of life. And the hand of God will bring creation back to order. I tell you, blood, blood is thicker than water, blood is thicker than water, blood is thicker than water, blood is thicker than water.
Hey, this next song is for Sarah's dad, Harry, the honorary cowboy. Happy New Year.
When I last North for a little while. They say that vanity got the best of him, but he sure left here in style. By the way, that's a cute hat you're wearing, and a smile so hard to resist. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? Woman that looked like you, she want a whole man, not just a half. She used to call me sweet daddy when I was only a child. You kind of remind me of her when you laugh. In order to deal in this game, you got to make the queen disappear, and it's done with a flick of the wrist. But what's a sweetheart like you like you should be at home? That's where you belong. Taking care of somebody nice who don't know how to do you wrong. Just how much abuse will you be able to take with nowhere to tell by the first kiss? But tell me, baby, what's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You know you can make a name for yourself. You can hear the tires squeal. You can be known as the most beautiful woman who ever crawled across cut glass to make a deal. You know news of you has come down the line even before you came in the door. The
They say in your father's house there are many, many mansions. Each one got a fireproof floor. Snap out of it, baby, people are jealous of you. They smile in your face, but behind your back they hiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You got to be an important person to be in here, honey. You gotta done some evil deed. You got to have your own harem when you come in the door. You got to play your harp until your lips bleed. They say patriotism is the last refuge to which a scoundrel clings. Still a little and to throw you in jail. Steal a lot and to make you king. And one step down from here, baby, it's called a land of permanent bliss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this?
There in black and white. not my people, I should never have come here. The chick with the dick and the gift for the gal. I know a place, I've seen a face. I'll take the calls from factory to factory all these nights that I have been all alone. Through my window, the moonlight just shone. And I, on my walls, the fire she danced, playing out my very last chance to run, 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 run. Don't look back, moving fast. I know a place, I've seen a face. I'll take the clothes from factory to factory. Oh, there are millions and millions of people around. Walking my streets making sound, and I can walk with them. I love the money that I have. The others I have known as poor souls, sores exposed to the run of the mill, the destitute and the cold, and I sores exposed to the blisters and scars, or any kind of kindness. Thank you.
somebody, somebody say, love me.
A quick Merry Christmas to AC Lib. Merry Christmas.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "Your Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away. "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang the song as on he rode. His guns hung at his hips. Rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. And his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Gun to draw, but the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round, and they wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
Sweet thing, yeah. Sweet thing, yeah. Hey, Felt the pain. We shall walk and talk in gardens all misty wet with rain down. And I was never, never, never grow so old again. Ooh, 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 the sweet pain. Ooh. Oh, you sweet thing, my. And I will raise my hand up into the night sky. I'm trying to start and shine. Just to dig it all, not to wonder, that's just right. And I'll be satisfied not to read in between the lines. And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. And I will never, ever, ever, ever go so old.
Thank you. when you're lost in Juarez, and it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They've got some hungry women there, and man, they'll really make a mess out of you. If you see St. Annie, tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move and my fingers are all in a knot, and I haven't got the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even say what it is I've got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. You're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And then she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. On Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You can take one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, you'd better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. All the authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmail the sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up my brother Carl, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a ghost. Well, that's it, folks. Well, I started out on Burgundy, but soon hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind me when the game got rough. Ah, but the joke was on me. There was no one there even to bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough.
That's the Lonesome Cowboy Mystery Hour. Merry Christmas, everybody. Catch us some Monday night. What do you want to say, Cowboy Kurt? Lay it on him.
Been listening to Community Supported Radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays.
Bye.
Adios.
7, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Free hands on radio for Green in Columbia Counties.
Do you have some news to share with WGXC listeners or a special community event you want everyone to know about? You can send press releases on any subject to news@WGXC.org, where they will be shared with all WGXC reporters, hosts, and programmers. Anyone can also add an event to the WGXC calendar online at WGXC.org/events. Just go to WGXC.org/events and click on the Add an Event button at the top of the page and type in the information about your event. WGXC announcers read these events on the air throughout the day, and internet readers can access them anytime. So please let WGXC listeners know when you're making news or when you have an event to share with your community.
WGXC founding underwriting support is provided by Chronogram, a Hudson Valley publication covering the arts, politics, events, food and dining, health and wellness, and the home. Chronogram.com.
You on the radio, how long do you think we're going to allow you to get away with that foolishness?
Got in the light night. Radio advice.
Radio on the night.
Sorry, I can't get any airplay on the radio.
And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you.
Radio is the sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation.
Who's been listening on the phone?
Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio.
Good morning. This is Kevin Factor here, foraging ahead. I'm joined by some very special guests today, Stephen Mucher and my son David. And we're all here because we're excited about an interview we are going to conduct with a hero of mine and Stephen's and David's and anybody with a soul. That would be Gene Craighead George, the author of My Side of the Mountain, a seminal book in foraging history and in my life, and David's and Stephen's, and Stephen's daughter Scout as well, who will be joining us from California. And David, would you like to read a little intro to Gene Craighead George?
Sure, Dad. Gene Craighead George was born in a family of naturalists. Her father, mother, brothers, aunts, and uncles were students of nature. On weekends, they camped in their woods near their Washington, D.C. home, climbed trees to study owls, gathered edible plants, and made fish hooks from twigs. Her first pet was a turkey vulture. In third grade, she began writing and hasn't stopped yet. She has written over 100 books. Her book, Julie of the Wolves, won the Newbery Medal, the American Julie of the Wolves Library Association's award for the most distinguished contribution to literature for children in 1973. My Side of the Mountain, the story of a boy and a falcon surviving on a mountain together, was a 1960 Newbery Honor book. She has also received 20 other awards.
And today's discussion, reaching near and far back in history up to today, will mostly include a discussion of My Side of the Mountain. I know it was a big book in my life growing up on Long Island, where the space that we counted as wilderness, which are those sort of empty lots and thin slivers of trees between developments and houses was disappearing, and you know, even that space was being squeezed out of our lives. Stephen, do you remember when you first read, did you first read the book when you came to New York? Or